say good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining in learning this evening. Be'ez Hashem, tonight we are going to be doing Simen Reish Pei Beis, Si'if Dalet. We are holding on the bottom of page Samach Aleph, the beginning of Si'if Dalet, Simen Reish Pei Beis. Noagim Likros Shiva, the Ligmar Imam Maparsha. The minig is to call seven people to the Torah and complete the entire Parsha with those seven olim. And then the Omer Kaddish, then we say a Kaddish, the Chozer Bekori Mimapti Mashkar Ashvi. And then the Maftir doesn't read a new set of psukim, he just goes back to read the last few psukim that the seventh of the Olim just read. And the Ramah adds, V'cheinogim Yom Tov. And the same is what we do on Yom Tov. Shein Maftir Miminin Akruim. Now, on Yom Tov, we don't actually go back and read what the fifth guy read as the Maftir, but what we do is that when five people finish the original Kriya before we read the Maftir, we say Kaddish and then read the Maftir. Shein Maftir Miminin Akruim. That we don't count the maftir as one of the number that you need. So when it comes to Shabbos and you need seven, the maftir doesn't count as one of the seven. When it comes to Yom Tov and you need five, the maftir does not count as one of the five. Aval bechol sha'asu lahosif al minyan akruim hashlishi hu maftir. But if it's on a weekday where you're not allowed to add to three, you're not allowed to make osafos on a weekday, so then if there's a maftir on a weekday, so then the third olda is the one that gets the maftir, is the counts as the maftir. And if they take out two or three different Sifrei Torah, so the Maftir reads from the last of the Sifrei Torah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yudches, says the Mishnah Berurah, Noagim. So the Mishnah Berurah first talks about an entirely separate topic, not relating to the Seder HaDvarim in terms of what the Maftir, what the Bal Maftir reads, and what the and when we say the Kaddish. First he goes off on a little bit of a different topic, and he writes, Mashnah. The fact that there's a minhag that in some kihilos, when they sell aliyos, they sell all the aliyos as a package, right? They say, whoever wants to buy, you know, they do an auction every week, whoever wants to buy all the aliyos this week, except for shishi they keep separately, and they sell that separately. So where does that come from, to treat shishi as this most chashava aliyah? So yesh ksas smach me azor shlachcha. There's a smach to this from the Zohar and Parsha Shlach. V'achron mochron b'fnei. Now the reason that Achron, that the last of the Aliyos, gets sold separately is because it is very beloved, Shemasayimbo, because it's the one that you conclude with. So two Aliyos that are very chashav sell separately are the Shishi and the Achron. Mikol makom, chas v'shalom leskoteit b'avur zeh, but chas v'shalom that we should ever have fights over such things. Shekol ha'usios ha'torah him kulam v'toshim v'torim u'ketuchsiv imros Hashem imros tahoros. We have to be mindful that all of the letters of the Torah, every word of the Torah is entirely holy, and there is nothing that is not holy. So there's certainly nothing to fight about that someone else is getting a better aliyah than you are getting, because all of it is worthwhile. Sifkat in Yutes, Likros Shiva, Dinei Min Adin, Kaimulan, the Maftir Aluminium Shiva. Really, really, Mikra Adin, we would paskin that the Maftir counts as one of the seven olim that you need for Shabbos. Vayachal Ligmara Parsha, and therefore you can read six olim without finishing the parsha. Have the seventh be the maftir, and he'll finish the parsha. Dainu asidra imam maftir shuashvi, and finish the whole parsha with the maftir, who will be the seventh olah, and not have an eighth olah to be the maftir. V'achar kach lomer kaddish, and then you could say kaddish after that. V'ach they lotzis gam das omer b'gemar day maftir olim in yeshiva, but only to be motzi, to be yotze the shita that holds that the maftir does not count as one of the shiva, which we don't baskin like. We count that, we assume la halacha that the maftir does count as one of the seven. But just to be yotze the shita that holds that the maftir doesn't count as one of the seven, therefore we add the maftir after the seven. Valkein me'an lachonu likru shiva kruim kodem shemaskel the maftir. So therefore we call up seven olim before the maftir begins. Ugedei lo'di al hakol, in order to let it be known shamaftir einu miminyan ha'olim, that the maftir is not one of the seven. Tiknu gam kein shanachon lechanchilu lahafzik ba kaddish min kriyas l'kriyas shara olim. So they were misakin to say a kaddish in between the seven and the maftir. Umemela mukhrach ligmor asidra mitchila kedei shelo yafsik v'kaddish ve'emtza kriya. And therefore, it's going to automatically turn out that they have to conclude the entire parsha with the original seven in order not to be mafsik between the kaddish right in the middle of the laning of that week's parsha. V'acharkach lachzor maftir al kol panim gimel pesukim mashakar hashviyah achron. So once we finish the parsha with the first seven olim, and we're going to call up someone else as a maftir, so Meili is going to go back a few pesukim, and he's going to read the last few pesukim of the parsha as the maftir. V'ligmar imam parsha sipkat amchad. The truth is, you could add more than seven, because you're allowed to make however many osafas you want on Shabbos. The whole point over here is that the minig is that we are not, we do not complete the parsha with the maftir, and then v'achar kach lo makadosh, and only say kaddish afterwards. Ella, what the Shulchan Aruch is rather teaching us is, yomar kaddish kodim kriyas maftir, that you should say kaddish before the maftir, once you finish the parsha already. Meaning the point is, you're not allowed to say Kaddish until you finish the entire Parsha. So since we have the minhag of finishing the entire Parsha with the original seven and having the Maftir be separate, so therefore we say the Kaddish in between the Shvi'i and the Maftir. But if you were to conclude the Parsha with the Maftir the first time around, meaning if you were to not have the Maftir be separate, you were to just have the Maftir be the seventh Olah, then you would only say Kaddish after the Maftir. You would only say the Kaddish after the seventh Olah, after the Maftir. The same is true in Yom Tov, where Ratzalom Shagam Yom Tov after Medina Yomutra Maftir Dios Min Aminin Chamisha. Then in Yom Tov also Meikar Adin, the Maftir could be one of the five. Mikomakom Nogim Gam Gechein a Maftir Min Aminin. But for whatever reason, the Minhag developed that the Maftir is not one of the five. Ela Kori Bifnei Atzmo BeParsha Shel Chavas Hayom. Rather, he'll read separately from a different Torah on Yom Tov, a different Parsha. He's going to read from the Parsha of the Chavas Hayom of the carbon of that day. Va'kaddish omer mikodem, and therefore you say kaddish prior to the maftir. U'mikol makom yotzi b'zeh af l'man diyomer do'olam in a minyan. And you're, nevertheless, you're yotzi with this, even according to the shita, that he's olam in a minyan, that the maftir counts, shari rov posim sarv n'but l'hosif k'nal b'sif aleph. Because even on yantiv, most poskim hold you're allowed to be mosif. We don't do that. We don't add aliyos on yantiv, but most poskim hold technically you're allowed to. So that's why we get away with having a maftir separate from the other five, because me Ikar Adin, you're allowed to add to the five olden. Sifkat and Chav Beis, O Gimel, on days that we take out two or three Sifrei Torah, the Maftir reads from the final one of the Sifrei Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kigon, what would be an example of when we take out three Sifrei Torah? Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechal de Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, right? Meaning Rosh Chodesh Teves means the middle of Chanukah. So you have a Kriya of Chanukah, you have a Kriya of Parshas HaShavua, and you have a Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, right? That's the famous Rabbi Emanuel Feldman story about Mrs. Cooperman, that in growing up in Baltimore, there was a totally ignorant woman who used to read the entire Siddur every Shabbos, everything for Rosh Chodesh, everything for everything, all the Alanisim, and everything, the entire everything that there was. She would read the entire Siddur. When Rosh Chodesh Tevis fell on Shabbos, in his family, they would say that this is Mrs. Cooperman's Shabbos, because when you bench on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it falls on Shabbos, you have Ritzei, and you have Yalav Yavo, and you have Alanisim, so it's Mrs. Cooperman's Shabbos. So that's when you take out three Sifrei Torah. Shetzarech Likros Parshas Hashavua, Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Vinyan Shel Chanukah. Or another example of Simchas Torah. Or, for example, in Simchas Torah, Shetzarech Likros Parshas Vezos Abracha, Uparshas Ubereshis, Uparshas HaMusafim, where you have Vezos Abracha and Bereshis and the Musaf of the Yom Tov, because the Maftir Bilvad Kore Ba'achrona, that only the Maftir reads from the last of the Torahs, Uben Kishim Shlimin Aminyan Osha Musaf, that and whether it's you're keeping the other aliyos to the strict number five, or whether you're adding to them, all of those other aliyos have to come from the first two Sifrei Torah. The Maftir is going to read from the last of the Sifrei Torah. Now, back in the Ramah, says the Ramah, the katan yachal likros beparshas hamusafin o bedal parshas hamusifin ba'adar b'chei noagim, that a katan can actually get the aliyah for the Maftir, or for any of the dal parshios for that matter, even though there are those that disagree with such a shita. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah before we go on. Sifkat and Chav Gimel. Obedal and a parshios. Yaf pisha parsh Parsha Zachar Yichov Min HaTorah Shishman Kol Adam Yisrael, even though Parsha Zachar is a din Doraisa that everybody has to hear Parsha Zachar, Va'katan Sheinu M'chuyu B'davar Eini Yochol Otziyam, and certainly a katan who's Eini M'chuyu B'davar because he's not bar mitzvah yet, cannot be motzi everybody in the mitzvah Doraisa Parsha Zachar and Yochol Otziyam Yidei Chavasam Mikom Makom Harei Achshav Hashat Karim Hashmeil Tzibur. But nevertheless, the Shliach Tzibur is nowadays the Shliach Tzibur is the one that's being Kore, meaning Yavapal Kore, and he's the one that's being Motzi everybody, Motzi Midei Chavasan. So therefore, if a Katan gets the Aliyah and someone else is laning Parsha Zachar, we're not so nervous about that. V'yesh machmir in bedavar. However, there are those that are machmir, shalol lekrosa lekatan parsha zachar v'chein leparshas para, and to not give a katan even the aliyah of parsha zachar or parshas para, sheyesham shgam hi midaraisa. Because some say parshas para is daraisa as well, that's a minority sheet in Rishonim, v'chein hiskin beli rabbi v'darach chaim. And that's what the other Rabbi and Derech Chaim say, that a katan shouldn't get those aliyos either. Once we're on the topic of aliyos that a katan should not get, even though technically a katan could get maftir, because remember we said that a katan could even count toward the minyan shiva, so leaving aside the fact that we do maftir outside of the minyan shiva, but a katan can get maftir, but not these very chashiva maftirs, not parshas zachar, Mishmur is saying, not parshas para, the Mishmur is saying, and Mishmur says, I'll tell you some others. When you read the Maaser Merkava, not such lofty things, such as the Maisa Merkava on the first day of Shavuos, the Maftir, the Katan should not get that Aliyah. V'chein b'Shvi'i Shal Pesach, Shekor Nashira, and on Shvi'i Shal Pesach, when we read the Shira, the Katan should not get that. B'Shabashuva, it's a question whether a Katan can read from the Maisa Merkava in Yeshayahu. The Mishabura only points out the Maisa Merkava that we read on Shavuos, which I think is Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel. Maisa Merkava appears in the first parak of Navi Yecheskel and the sixth parak of Navi Yeshayahu, so I'm not sure about that one. And also in Shabbos Shuva, the minhag is that we don't give a katan the maftir. But Shuvas Perach Shushan Leikur Da Katan Leikur B'Dal Parshios Vevi B'Chidushi Rabbi Kiveger. And then the Shuvas Perach Shushan Korav Rabbi Kiveger says, you know what, a katan shouldn't get the aliyah for any of the Dal Parshios, even Shkalim, even Achodesh, things that are definitely not Daraisa. Va'amnam Gam B'Shar Maftir Gam Kain Dafka B'Katan Shigil Lechinuch Shidei Lach. And he says, and by the way, if you're going to give a katan maftir, he's going to have to read the haftorah. Make sure he knows how to read Hebrew. Make sure he knows how to say it. You're going to have a child who's could barely get the words out. By the way, if you have an adult that can barely get the words out, that's a bizayon also, right? Whether it's a child or an adult. But he's saying that apparently it was common that they would have a little yingala get up and say the haftorah, and he couldn't say any of the words. He couldn't pronounce anything properly. And that's not proper. Sivkatan Chav Dalid, Aval Pishi Yesh Cholkim, even though there are those that disagree with me, says the Rama, and think that a Kata Ainu Tacholkim Sri Dafka Bishabishakari Mafti Mashakar Karashviya, Ozun Cholik Rusal Katan, the Yesh Cholkim hold that the only time a Katan can get Maftir is when all the Maftir is doing is repeating Psukim that were already read during Shvi, which is what we do every single Shabbos, Mashaintin Bukalelu, Shakari Mafti Parashalokar Mitchila, as opposed to any other time where we have a Maftir that's a special Maftir. That's beyond the parsha that was just read. So that's what the Yesh Cholkim holds, that even though a katan, yes, he can get maftir, that's only if all the maftir is doing is repeating. Now let's finish up the Rama. The Omrim Kaddish Kodim Shalom Maftir. You say Kaddish before the maftir gets his aliyah, which we already said, that's not Kiddish. Ve'in chilik b'zeh bein hosifu al minyan akruim olo. And it makes no difference whether you have the bare minimum of seven olim or you have more, ubein mutzin sefer Torah achas o gimel, or whether you took out one Sefer Torah or two or three, it doesn't make a difference. The idea that you say Kaddish before the Maftir, the Mechaber already told us that. The Chiddush that the Rama's adding is what he adds in the Ein Chiluk, that it doesn't matter how many Olim there were, you're going to see whether there were seven Olim, eight Olim, nine Olim, you're always going to say the Kaddish right before the Maftir. maftir. Sivkatim chavav kodim shalom maftir haynu b'shabbos. That's on Shabbos. Aval b'chol shem maftir miminak ruim. Meaning, why is it that we say kaddish before the maftir? Because we already finished all parsha. But on a, and we already had the right number of kruim. We already called seven people. But on a weekday where the maftir is one of the three aliyos, then omrim kaddish achar maftir. Then you say the kaddish after the maftir. Daino achar shemachnis na sefer Torah lehechal, which means after you put the sefer Torah back. Velo kodim de ein omrim kaddish. And not before that, because you don't say Kaddish until you've finished calling up the number of people that have to be called up. And after you call the first four Olim, that's when you say Kaddish, because that's the number that you need for Chol HaMoed. So to review what we learned today, it's only one sif, but 4 points that we made. Point number one is that the Mishnah said that Shishi is an important aliyah based on the Zohar HaKadosh, and Maftir is an important aliyah because that's how we conclude the laning, but one should never fight about these things. The entire Torah is holy. Then the second point we said is that even though the Maftir counts as one of the seven aliyos, in deference to the opinion that he doesn't count as one of the seven aliyos, we lane seven, finish the parsha with that, say Kaddish, and only then do the Maftir. And the same is true on Yom Tov. But on a weekday, the Maftir has to be one of the three, because you're not allowed to make any Osafos on a weekday. And then the third point we made is that the Ramah holds that a Katan can get the Aliyah for Maftir, even for the Dalet Parshios, and even for Zachar and Parah, because he's not the Balkari anyway, who's going to be Motzi everyone. But the Mishbura lists a number of Maftirs that we do not give to a Katan, including Parsha Zachar, Parshas Parah, the Merkava on Shavuos, Shvi Shel Pesach, where it's the Shira, Shabbos Shuva, and perhaps even Shkalim and Achodesh as well. And then finally, we said that we only say Kaddish once we are Mashlim the Minyan Akruim, once we finish the number of people that need to get Aliyos, and on Chol HaMoed, that means after four Olim, on weekdays it means after three, and on Shabbos, on Yom Tov means after five, on Shabbos it means after seven, only then do we recite Kaddish. Okay, but tomorrow night, back at our regular time, I don't think I have anything else tomorrow night, with Reish Pei Beis, Si'if Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining me remotely.
Thank you.
Have a good night.